Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Archer Daniels Midland Company has tapped Juan Luciano, its Argentine-born president, to succeed Patricia Wirtz as chief executive, effective January the 1st. Wirtz will remain ADM's chairman until her planned retirement in May of 2016. Luciano will be the company's first CEO to hail from outside the United States. This morning, USDA reported its latest export sales report for the week ending October 30th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 9.8. Corn, 18.8. Soybeans, 59.2. And then next year, 0.1. Wendy's company unveiled a cost-cutting effort today to reduce expenses by up to $30 million amid record-high beef costs and pressure from the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. For its third quarter, Wendy's reported earnings of $22.8 million compared with a loss of $1.94 million a year earlier. Revenue fell 20%, however, to $512.5 million. The lower company-owned store count, however, helped cut down operating expenses, which fell 24%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 17,502, up 18. The S&P 500, 4627, up 6. The S&P, and the S&P is 2024, and it is up almost 1 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew. Well, I lost Drew. Let me go ahead and see if I can get him back online. Unable to reconnect with Drew, so let's go ahead and get you up to date on how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat is 581.5 down 3. March 584.25 down 3.5. Soft December 522.5 down 2.25. March is trading at 534 down 2.25. December corn 369.25 down 1. March 382 down 1. May 391 down 3/4. July 398.25 down 1/4. September 402.25 down 2.25. Go out to December of next year, it's 414.25 up 1/4. November soybeans 10.19¾ down 3/4. January 10.19¾ up 0.5. March 10.24 and a half, up a quarter. May, 10.29, down a quarter. July, 10.31 and a half, down 1.5. December soybean meal, $3.79.30, up $3.90. December soybean oil, $32.76, up 4. December live cattle, 165.85, up 65. February, 166.80, up 72.5. November feeder cattle, 236.40, up 62.5. January, 230.82, now 85. That's 230.85, up 65. December lean hogs, 87.65, up 52.5. And February lean hogs are 87.05, and they are up 30. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
What should we make of the fact that the market has softened up since the end of the month, if anything?
I think we are looking at supply again as we get into Monday's crop production report. We've been talking about demand, and now we're focused again on supply. The trade thinks it's going to be both corn and bean crops will be larger. The trade also believes that the wheat crop in the world could not be downgraded very much except for Australia. So I think that's put some pressure on this market. Certainly the economic situation in Europe has been a negative factor, as has been the big drop in crude prices with Saudi Arabia announcing increases in production.
So potential supply increases next Monday in the crop production report. Will it reflect itself in ending stocks?
Yeah, I think it will. We'll probably see a little bit higher corn ending stocks at that 2.2, 2.23 level. Bean ending stocks could be all over the board. Certainly, we're coming in with a very front-loaded situation on the export side. And again, we had good export bookings out this week. This is the second week in a row that we've seen really high export bookings on the bean side. Most of this week went to China. I think it's interesting we really did not have sales on the daily reporting system to China on beans, and yet we came in with 59.2 million bushels booked, most of that to China.
And Beijing analysts are saying look for booking levels for November and December well above last year's levels.
Yeah, they will be, and things could drop off rather precipitously after that. The crush margins in China have really deteriorated over the last couple of weeks, although they've improved here in the States with the market being up both in the meal and the oil side of things.
What do you make of the corn market? It dipped, but it is holding pretty well at that 368 to 370 level.
Yeah, it certainly is. This 366, I think, is going to be important support today in the December. Certainly a kind of a give-up point is the 360 level. I'm sure that there are a lot of sell stops sitting under 360 in December futures. I thought we saw some two-sided trade in the corn higher early, but corn's been rather quiet overnight. Beans have been a little bit different story, traded up three, down to, you know, jumping all over the place. And again, I think it's reflective that we're seeing a little bit of a cutback in farmer selling at the same time that the crusher demand's good.
What's your take on the wheat market?
Wheat market's really been kind of a spread affair. Every time the beans are up, the wheat's down. We're unwinding some long wheat, short bean spreads that were put on in the last couple of weeks. So my guess is that the wheat market's going to see a trading range on the December, say, between 540 and 520. So we're at the bottom side of that support.
Let's turn our attention then to the live cattle, feeder cattle, lean hog market. And let me begin with asking, has lean hogs gone low enough for now?
It may have. I think we've got such a big discount on pork to beef prices that we're finding some support on the retail side of things. Certainly, also, you need to look at the weights. I mean, we'd been about 11 pounds above a year ago for a lot of the summer. We're only up about 5.5 pounds from a year ago. Still looking at hog weights up around 285 pounds.
Mm. That's a big hog.
That's a pretty big hog. Yeah, it is.
And a comment on feeders, please, before we let you go.
Feeder cattle look like they still want to remain firm. Live, we didn't see any Fed trade take place really this week in the live cattle to give a lot of direction there in lives, but the feeder cattle look strong.
Thank you very much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Moreton, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 371.5, up 1.25. March, 384.25, up 1.25. Go out to July at $4, up 1.5. November beans, 10.23.25, up 2.75. January, 10.24.5, up 5.25. July, 10.35.75, up 2.75. December soybean meal, 382.20, up 6.90. December soybean oil, 32.74, now 75, up 3. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD 3 Urbana. It is now 9:01 Central Time.